I've journeyed deep into the Fade in ancient ruins and battlefields to see the dreams of lost civilizations. I've watched as hosts of spirits clash to reenact the bloody past in ancient wars both famous and forgotten. Every great war has its heroes. I'm just curious what kind you'll be.
The Chantry says that demons hate the natural world and seek to bring their chaos and destruction to the living. But such simplistic labels misconstrue their motivations, and in so doing, do all a great disservice. Spirits wish to join the living, and a demon is that wish gone wrong.
Is there a way to coexist? To live with them, if not in peace, at least without such active confrontation?
Not in the world we know today. The veil creates a barrier that makes true understanding most unlikely. But the question is a good one, and it matters that you thought to ask. I saw a savage human horde go marching toward the battlefront. They sang a soldier's hymn to keep formation. The primal music shook the ground. These savage, unwashed warriors carried harmonies no chantry choir has mastered. Though their cause was all but hopeless, they sang songs that made the spirits weep. I met a friendly spirit who observed the dreams of village girls as love first blossomed in their adolescence. With subtlety, she steered them all to village boys with gentle hearts, who would return their love with gentle kindness. The matchmaker, so I called her. That small village never knew its luck. I saw a young canary working in a simple kitchen, baking bread as she was ordered every morning. In every loaf she broke the rules. She'd take a pinch of sugar and would fold it into the center, like a secret. And this act of small rebellion brought a shining smile across her face. I found the ruin of Barandur, a lost Tevinter city buried deep beneath a dead and barren wasteland. Volcanic ash had sealed it tight. In one dark moment, every living creature in the city seared and smothered. They were statues in the ashes, like a mold made to recall the lost. The Alamari crossed the Frostback Mountains to escape a beast they called the Shadow Goddess in their stories. I met the spirit that they fled. She walks the Fade along the southern tundra, weeping lonely and forgotten. Great Ferelden formed because a lonely spirit drove her prey away. I saw a dwarf emerge into the light of day and shield his eyes against the sun, the first time he had seen it. The tears were streaming from his eyes. I thought them from the blazing light until I saw the rock he held so tightly. Then he laid the rock down gently, and he left it as he walked away. I found in the Kokari wilds a humble cottage far removed from any of the simple, chastened tribesmen. The trees and weeds had not reclaimed the home, nor did the chastened dare to come and steal the trinkets still remaining. It was empty, long abandoned, but the world feared that she might return. I found an ancient spirit who had once been undisputed king of almost every land I had discovered. Like pride or rage, it was the Fade's reflection of a feeling. When I asked which one it was, the spirit faltered. "They've forgotten," said the spirit. "There remains no word for what I was." I found an ancient dwarven taig no longer sheltered by the stone. An earthquake had exposed it all to daylight. 1,000 dwarven corpses lay, the victims of a darkspawn horde, their last stand marked by one great ring of armor. In the middle, one small body, clutching tightly to a small stuffed toy. I sought to set my people free from slavery to would-be gods. I broke the chains of all who wished to join me. The false gods called me Fenharel, and when they finally went too far, I formed the veil and banished them forever. Thus I freed the elven people, and in so doing, destroyed their world. I lay in dark and dreaming sleep while countless wars and ages passed. I woke still weak a year before I joined you. My people fell for what I did to strike the Evanuris down. But still, some hope remains for restoration. I will save the Elven people, even if it means this world must die.